Well, welcome. It's great to have you again on this second day of the Global Commodities Forum. And I am particularly very excited because this hits home, where a big percentage of African economies are so dependent on oil and gas for their economies, contributing about 25% of government revenues. For me, this means so much, and I'm so much looking forward to hear from our panelists this afternoon and, of course, to your engagements and questions. I'm just going to put down a few facts about this particular topic. Ensuring access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy is the seventh of the Sustainable Development Goals set by the UN. Energy supply accounts for around 60% of global greenhouse gas emissions. So, as you can imagine, it is a very urgent imperative to address global climate change. And the panel on climate change has given us a clear warning that we need to supply 85% of our energy needs by renewables by 2050 to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. Just to add on this, what we've seen the past year has also been a drop in oil prices to about 8.5%. The impact has been enormous globally, not just in developing economies. So it's very crucial, and this particular session is very timely. A session that looks on oil and gas-dependent economies will address some of this. But before we get into it, I would like to recognize the support received by Ms. Valerie Ducrot, the Executive Director of the Global Gas Center, and Mr. Greg Redford, the Director of the Secretariat of the Intergovernmental Forum on Mining, Minerals, and Sustainable Development in organizing the two sessions on energy transitions. So, our first presentation today will be from Mr. Rene Boots, the Chairman, Global Gas Center. Mr. Boots studied electrical engineering and holds a Master's of Science from the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Lausanne. He has dedicated his entire professional career to the energy sector, and he's also the CEO of GasNet SA and Chairman of Swiss Energy Trading. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, and I'm looking forward to the presentation. You have the floor.